This is Bill Munhausen with a special presentation from Key Radio. Today we're joined by Les Larson, who is the president of the Camden County Republican Club. We're going to have a little conversation about what the Republican Club is doing, and in particular, the Patriot Dinner. The Patriot Dinner is the primary fundraiser for the club, so we want to talk about that and make sure everybody knows about it, and then maybe talk a little bit about why they're raising money.
There you go.
How are you today, or Les?
I'm good. I appreciate the time being here. It's a lot going on, and looking forward into this fall, and then next year being the election year. It's very, very busy.
Yeah, kind of catches up to us, doesn't
it?
It seems like we just got done with this. And
yeah,
then the mainstream media, they don't let it go in between elections. It just keeps on happening.
Yeah, I somewhat enjoy it, but I look forward into next year and all the things that are going on. And it's how am I going to balance all this out and get this thing accomplished? But we're really excited about our Patriot Dinner. You know, a few years ago, we used to do a Lincoln Day dinner in the spring. And we decided to move that to the fall. So we started it. This will be our third year of doing the Patriot Dinner. And it's been really successful from the standpoint of a lot of the politicians who are coming. They like coming in the fall because it's a kickoff for them, as well as in the spring with the Lincoln Day dinner. It was pretty much a competitive environment, trying to make every event and getting there. So we've had really good response of people coming this fall.
Yeah, I guess in doing it in the spring, you're also competing with all the businesses gearing up for the season, too.
Oh, exactly.
So everybody's too busy to be bothered.
Yeah, and then the last 2 years, really good people that have come and talked. And the advantage of the Patriot Dinner is that you get to hear candidates talk a little. But the most important thing is you get to ask a question. They like the fact that it's a meet and greet. They get to go from table to table ahead of time and afterwards. And if you're a little apprehensive about standing up and asking a question, go ask the person one-on-one.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it works out really, really well.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the details. When is this happening?
Well, it's coming up here Saturday, October 7th, and it starts at 6 o'clock. Doors open at 5. We have it at the Camdenton Community Christian Church on North Business Route 5 in Camdenton. And they got a big gymnasium in the back.
Very nice facility. We play pickleball there.
Yes,
so
I know. And I always have to move the nets over to the side so we can have the dinner. But it's really good. They have good PA system and sound system, lighting. It works out really, really well for a setting. And then they've got a nice kitchen, too. So we will do the Patriot Dinner, and I've got 9 candidates coming.
Ooh, 9 politicians.
Yeah, so.
What a treat.
Yeah, so the trick is, how am I going to let them not speak? Because they all like to talk. When I talk to them about coming, I had a few of them call me and asked about coming. Which we're working out. We haven't turned anybody away. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that, yes, you can meet and greet people, and they get the chance to do that as well. Plus, it's kicking off their season. They don't really, have filed their what they're running for yet until the spring. So this is sort of the kickoff.
And they know it's going to be a fairly short talk for each of them, so there's no pressure. It's easy for them to just give those to the high points, and then have time to do the meet and greet.
Yeah, and then we'll do, I'll do a short introduction for them, or they can introduce themselves either way. But it's, again, October 7th, and the best way to find out about it and to get the information is to go to our website.
Yes, we want to draw people to your website.
Yeah, which
what is that website?
The website is the CCR Club, where the Camden County Republican Club, CCRClub.com. And if you go to that and then look up the, click on the events, then it'll bring up the Patriot Dinner. Mm-hmm. And we've even got it to the point this year, which haven't had in the past first year, that you can actually go on and make your reservation, get your ticket right online.
Yeah, and that's probably important because this is a catered event.
Yes.
So we'd like to know how many people are coming.
Yeah, we already do, and we look at Well, a week from, this is the 7th, but a week before that, you know, the caterer wants to know how many you're having, and so they can do their preparation. And we're changed our way we're doing it a little with the catering of the meal, but it'll be a very good event.
But you do allow people to buy tickets at the door, too.
Oh, yes, yes. But it's better if they can do it ahead of time,
because
then we have the idea of the seating. They can get through the checkout line a lot quicker when they're there, and then
and you don't run out of food.
We don't run out of food.
You hate that when that happens.
Or we don't run out of cupcakes either.
Oh, so, cupcakes.
Yeah, so that works out good. But some of the candidates we have, I can get into that real quick, as for the governor, I've got three candidates coming. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft is running for governor. Also, State Senator Bill Igoe is running for governor. And then there's a young gentleman by the name of Chris Wright. He's a veteran and a business owner from Southwest Missouri. He is coming. So we've got three people for governor. We also have three people who will be there that are for the treasurer's, state treasurer's office. And the current state treasurer, which is Mr. Malik, he was appointed by the governor for that position to fill out the term once the changes were made from the last election.
So it's not really controversial that there are three Republicans running there. Because nobody was really elected yet.
No, correct. And he was appointed. And then there's a state rep, Cody Smith, will also be coming. And then State Senator Andrew Koenig is coming. So those are really three good candidates. So we've got three for governor, three for treasurer coming. If you move on to the Secretary of State position, we've got two. State Senator Denny Hoskins is coming. And then Greene County Clerk Shane Shuler. So both of these are good candidates for the Secretary of State's job. Mm-hmm. And then you move on. We've got Attorney Will Schraff running for the Attorney General position. Interesting about him, I did a little research on him and talked to him, and my understanding, and I'm hopefully he'll talk about that, is he was an attorney that helped President Trump at the time do the vetting for the people that he was considering for the Supreme Court.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard a lot about him from the area here from that standpoint, but he'll be there. And so it's been a busy time, but again, we've got all these people. And, you know, there's the opportunity for people to come to the Patriot Dinner, and you get to hear a lot of different people talk. You don't have to go to nine events now. You can come to one event, and you can hear nine different people. And if you have a specific question about the governor's office or the Secretary of State's office, you can go ask those people that question.
Right, yeah.
And you get the information.
I remember at last year's meeting, I had a chance to just chat personally with Mark McCloskey.
Yes.
And normally you wouldn't get to talk to somebody like that.
No, you won't. No, that's true.
So it's a great opportunity for that. Can you give people a sense of what's happening during that evening?
Yes, we open the doors at 5, and then the dinner will start at 6, and we'll move right into the dinner. We do have a silent auction going on as well, and so between 5 and 6, that'll be open, and then as people are getting ready to eat, there's a line to get through serving themselves, but you can still do the silent auction then, and then we'll allow a short period of time after the dinner of actually letting people hit the silent auction as well, time of talking to the candidates.
What's for dinner?
Well, we've got, it's going to be a little special.
People want to know.
Yeah, a little special dinner, and all the details of that we have a volunteer group that has helped us out a lot, and Jerry Houseman is working with that, and he's got all the details with it. So we're doing it a little different this year from the standpoint. In the past, a historical way, they've always used the county elected officials as serving. And
we're not
doing that anymore. We're going to let people serve themselves, and that'll hopefully move through the line a little quicker, and we'll get that done so that we have time to hear each one of the
speakers. Yeah, no, it was a little bit difficult for the servers because they were stuck there serving people, and they didn't get a chance to mix around and talk to people, and this kind of frees it all up.
I did get a chance to talk to the elected officials and told them that they they didn't have to serve, and the look on their face was they didn't applaud, but they had that look on their face like, thank you very much. So that's really good.
All right.
But we're really good for that, and we've got volunteers. We had a volunteer group put together, but we still need some help with that because the setup on that day, we'll start setting up around 1 o'clock. So we got to get all the tables set up and the chairs and the decorations and get organized from that standpoint. And then afterwards, we've got to do the takedown.
Yeah,
and so
that's
there's
the thankless
that.
Part of it. Yeah. It's so at the end of a hard night.
Yes, we have to do all that as well. But I encourage people to go to the website, again, ccrclub.com, and click on events, and then you can get the information, and you'll be able to just order your ticket right there, pay for your ticket. You'll get a receipt. We don't get any of that information, you know, about what you put in as far as, you know, privacy and credit cards and those type of things. So we don't see any of that. All we do is have the person's name that's coming so that we can do that at the check-in.
I think you're using a kind of a mainstream interface for taking registrations. You're using, I think it's, what is that
thing
called?
We use the Square.
Yeah, you're using Square.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Almost every retailer or home business uses Square. It's a real common thing, and it's very secure and safe.
Yeah, and people, you know, when we talk to people about paying, you know, writing a check or giving us cash, in today's world, the credit card is the way to go, and they can get it done quickly and safely, and it's boom, 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 and we get them through. But we're pretty excited about the attendance for the 9 speakers. And again, like I say, we're going to have to figure out how to let each of them talk, introduce themselves, say a few words, take a couple questions, and then we'll move on. Right. And then people can talk to them one-on-one if they didn't get to hear the question they wanted answered.
What's the capacity for that room? How many people can
Well, we can
in that
feed
place?
Up to, we can seat up to a couple hundred people. So we already have over 100 people signed up. And we're
but
looking,
there's lots more room.
Oh, yes. And we're looking, that's pretty typical. A lot of people wait till the last minute with their schedules and everything, which is fine. But we do encourage people to do it as quickly as possible because it does help us.
And you do save a little money by signing up early.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you do. So. We put that as a little incentive. It's $45 a ticket, which includes the evening and it covers our expenses for the food. And the meeting place and all those type of advertising, et cetera. We sort of handle it as a break even. We do use the silent auction as an income stream, and we use it for that. And then we'll move on after the Patriot Dinner and have our monthly meetings following up.
So that's kind of the main fundraiser for the Camden County Republican Club.
Yes, it is. And, you know, we, you know, our dues, you can join and be a member. The dues starting in January is $20 a year.
Yeah, it's really a bargain. It's like $2 a month.
Actually, I told my my wife, I said she pays more for her garden club than we do.
That's for sure.
So it's not that we're trying to gouge people with making, you know, getting a big bank account or that. That's not it at all. The whole idea is to sort of break even on the, the event. So that's what we're doing.
Let's pivot over to the purpose of the Republican Club. What is the Republican Club really trying? What is your mission? What are you trying to do?
Well,
is that okay to ask?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Because our real focus is on bringing the candidates and stuff and then the awareness of the issues to the club. And so how do you do that? Well, some of us, you get some time to go to Jeff City and the hearings and all the things that are going on with the legislature and those type of things. Saying that you're part of the Republican Club has an impact on that from the standpoint people listen a little more, which is really encouraging. The interesting thing, Bill, that's really happened is since what's going on in the Lake Area here and the number of people moving here, Lake Area growing, is that Camden County is getting to be a focus. And we're getting a lot more attention from Jeff City than we've had in the past because we're getting a lot of voters in this area. Our idea is to uphold the Republican platform, to uphold the purpose of what we're doing. And all that information is on the website as well. You can read that and see what it is. But the focus is to put people in the county, citizens of Camden County, and you have a chance to talk about some of these issues. We also do an education perspective from the standpoint that, you know, a lot of people, you start talking about some of the amendments, you start talking about the bills, you start talking those things, it's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And so this way, we have those, some of those posted. We also, if it doesn't work out, you can make a phone call and we will get you that answer as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a direct line to our Republican Club. It's 573-723-0388.
That's worth repeating. What's
yes,
the number?
573-723-0388.
Okay.
And that way, if you have a specific question on an event or you want to talk to the membership people or you want to talk to me, you can click one of the numbers there and it'll be a direct call right in. Or you can leave a message and then we'll get back
neat.
To you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just started that this year as well. We've done a number of things of improving our how to get a hold of people, how people can get a hold of us. And then we use the membership as a way of sending out information to everybody and putting them on the alert. We also send out information about if there's something that's we want to make people aware of, other events going on, we do that as well. So I've said it in the right way, but we've come a long way in our, if you looked at our website a few years ago, it was pretty boring.
Yeah.
And so we're making progress.
Yeah, not to be at all negative about the past, because everybody has served for a purpose throughout the years of the Republican Club. But it used to be more of a place to just to have meetings and a special speaker, and there wasn't much done really in terms of policy or making determinations, vetting candidates, any of that sort of thing.
Yeah,
I think we're becoming more of a, your club is becoming more of an analytical group that challenges people.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I mean, I get a lot of feedback. I feel like we've done a number of things. Our membership is up. We're rolling along. We're doing things. And I still get feedback from people. Well, you should do this. You should do this. You should do that. And that's okay. But we are heading in the right direction. We sort of turned the ship in the way that we can do that. And then, again, I mentioned about the people that move into the Camden County area. You get people here, and they do a little research, and they find out, well, there's a Republican Club.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get calls from people. And
those people from California probably never heard of a Republican Club.
And most of those people that call me that are from California are very glad that we have the club. And I know there's a group in the area that is just people that have moved here from California.
Mm-hmm.
And I extended an invitation to them, say, why don't you get the group to come to our club? Meetings as well.
I know you had a meeting a while ago with some teenagers even.
Yes.
To encourage young people.
Well, this summer we tried something a little different. We've always just had the club meetings, and this year we had a couple events. And we're going to expand that and keep that going. We had an event back in June. We had a picnic.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay Ashcroft showed up for that. And that worked out really well. And then we had a session where we got some young people, because if you do look around the room in the Republican Club, it is an older group.
Uh-huh.
And so how do we get young people involved? And so we took the initiative of having a session where we got some young people to come and just ask them questions about why aren't you part of the club? And we got some really good feedback. Mm-hmm. We're going to build on that, and we'll do some other events as we go forward this next year.
Yeah. We have a lot of kind of stereotypes about young people. We advertise on social media, for example. And I always thought young people were never on Facebook, that was like an old person's social media.
Yes.
But I found out recently that there are a lot of young people on Facebook. They just don't interact on Facebook. They use Facebook as an information gathering and a shopping place.
Yes, exactly.
So they're kind of lurking there, which means you can have a tremendous outreach to young people on Facebook because they're looking for interesting things.
Yeah. And I think the young people, they want to be involved. They want to know about what's going on and those things.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little hesitant to join our club, which it was interesting getting the feedback. I'll give you one example. One of the young gentlemen, he said, he went through the Camden school and had a great experience. He went off to college And he said, I got there and I started hearing what all these other people and where they were coming from and these young students, and we were not on the same page, he said. Mm-hmm. So he actually backed away from school and then came back later on and finished when he felt a little more prepared. So is that part of because we're in Camden County and we're not in the metropolitan area? It could be. But the fact is that they recognize that. And then they came to our little discussion group that we had with the young people, and they were very helpful giving us information as well, mm-hmm. and making them feel welcome, and yeah. making us feel welcome with them.
Yeah, and even aside from young people, a lot of people who are maybe long-term Republicans are a little discouraged with the Republican Party, because it seems like our party, when we win, we get in charge. But we don't take charge.
Yes,
we
exactly.
try to play nice.
Well, you know, that's one of the things, we'll digress here a minute, but I get, if I look at the Democrats on the other party, if there's one thing I admire, if I can say it that way, mm-hmm. is that they have the sort of the word of the day or the word of the month, whatever it is, mm-hmm. and they all say the same thing. And then if you look at Republicans, we feel that one of our big advantages is that we allow everybody to speak and to hear that. Well, I think that's a good thing. But the problem is then everybody speaks and we don't have sort of a unity.
Yeah, it's not as good as it's not as good messaging, I guess.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to voice your opinion, voice your concern, whatever. But we've got to get under the mm-hmm. Republican platform and stay tough with that. I'd have found out over the last year or so, or maybe longer than that, people that come to the Republican Club, they enjoy the speakers. That's one mm-hmm. of the things they do.
Yeah.
But they also really enjoy being around like-minded people to discuss issues.
Sure.
And so there's a real plus factor to that as well.
And the discussions can be pretty lively because they don't all necessarily agree with one another.
No, exactly. Exactly. Right. No, and you see that.
Nor do they pretend to.
Yeah, and you see that in Washington. You see yeah. it in Jeff City. Uh-huh. You know, everybody, even with our local elected officials, everybody can be critical of them. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are critical of the Republican Club that we should be doing this or that. And that's okay for everybody to voice their opinion. We need to focus a little more on what we have accomplished and what we are doing, even at the state level, mm-hmm. But then move on and how do we make it better? I get such a kick out of politicians, a lot of them. It's always about, well, when I get elected, I'm going to do this. When I get elected, I'm going to mm-hmm. do this. And I'm like, well, you're mm-hmm. some of those people are in elected positions now. Do mm-hmm. something now. Right. You don't have to wait till you're elected another time around. But it's an interesting process that we have mm-hmm. In the state right now.
Yeah, and a lot of, you know, one of the things we've tried to do on Key Radio is have elected officials participate more.
Sure.
Because they're real active during an election season.
Yes.
And they have lots to say during an election season. And two things happen when they get elected. First mm-hmm. of all, they get busy
right.
because they have to do the job now. Mm-hmm. But second of all, they don't see as much need to make a case for themselves, because now they're an incumbent.
Yeah, and then they, you know, it's like, you know, the real responsibility of a lot of elected officials is to keep us informed of mm-hmm. what's going on.
Exactly.
And we're trying to use the Republican Club as one of the avenues of doing that, and to sort of be the funnel,
uh-huh.
okay, for people to come, yeah. and now we can get the information out to people. And it has not been an easy thing to do, because people like the idea. They like the idea of change. They like that. But when you say, okay, now we're going to do it this way or that, mm-hmm. then there's some hesitancy.
Yeah. What's your philosophy or the club's philosophy on local elections? Because there you're dealing with friends and neighbors as far as opposing candidates.
Yeah. Well, what we've done in the past with the local elections is we've refocused on bringing those people that are running for those positions in front of our club. Mm-hmm. And we've had some forums. We've had them come to, we got together with the Central Committee and had a couple forums, and that worked out really, really well. Probably one of the things we need to do with the club in the future is to do something with maybe videotaping or live streaming,
Ooh.
Live streaming the topics, because If people aren't at the meeting, how do they really hear about it? And so people can't make every meeting. I fully understand that. And then I think maybe the elected officials might pay a little more attention too, for as they go down the line. So I'm very pleased overall with a lot of the elections we've had locally overall. But that doesn't mean that we don't want things better or improved, or we're in the right path. Let's keep going.
Yeah, we've had some more conservative people elected in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yes, we have. And one of the other areas that I know you're aware of is with the library board. That's been a huge change of people there. And it's been going along for years and years, sort of a certain way. Got some new people, new things, focus on it. And I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah, well, as you know, I'm one of those people that got appointed. And it is challenging because the library system is probably a lot like public education. It's kind of this top-down kind of monolith.
Yes.
So there's a lot of things dictated from a higher level that aren't necessarily in sync with our local culture, you might say.
Exactly.
And so you don't want to be an impediment to progress, but you kind of want to make them a little more accountable.
Yeah. Same thing with, the school boards and stuff. There's a lot of things that got elected some good people, changed over the last few years. Also, then they got to balance out the edicts that come out of Jeff City.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How you got to operate.
Some of it is just a requirement.
Yeah. And so they have to sort of work with that and balance that. I see that with the Republican Club. I see that with the elected officials and the other things. You talk about municipal things or the county offices. It's there. It's enlightening too, because we've had some new people elected to these positions, and they find out that it takes a little while to get up to speed. Because you don't know everything that goes on behind the door and the history. I personally have had that issue. You know, I moved here from out of state, and getting up to speed with the history of the things that go on in Camden County, I have to ask a lot of questions from people because some of that stuff, I don't know the history. Right. So helping people, giving me an education, that really helps me do my job. And I enjoy the Republican Club. I enjoy what we're doing. We're trying to make some improvements in it, and that's just going stair-stepping off of what we've done up to date. But again, the Patriot Dinner, Saturday, October 7th, that's just right around the corner, and I really encourage people to come. I mean, to get a chance to have 8 or 9 candidates in front of you, you get to not only ask them a question, but you get to see what their eyeballs look like when they're answering the question. Mm-hmm. And are they rolling, or they really understand what you're saying? And if you get to do a follow-up question with them, and then you get to hear them talk.
Yeah, and I think that's a real good conclusion to the conversation, because people don't realize what nice venues we have around here for meetings.
Yes.
The Community Christian is really a nice, comfortable place to go.
Yes.
And it'll be good food, and like Les said, you'll get to talk to these candidates face-to-face.
Yes, I'm
it's
excited.
Kind of an amazing thing that 3 candidates for governor would come to our sleepy little town, right?
But they
know we're important to them.
Yeah, well, and I think there was just some recent information about the county, about how many permanent residents there are in the lake area, not just Camden County, but the whole lake area. And what's that tell you? We're having some clout as far as those are people that vote.
Right.
And
we affect all those visitors who come here, too.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing somebody that's sitting at a restaurant, and I'll say something to them. We get talking, and they say, well, I don't live here full time, but, they'd like to know more about what's going on.
That's right.
And it's really, it's pretty exciting. So
okay.
I like it.
All right. That's October 7th.
Yeah. And again,
get there at 5, maybe you'll get to talk to a future governor.
And again, ccrclub.com, that's the best place to do it.
Yep, make a reservation now.
Yes, it is. Appreciate
okay.
it. Well,
All
thank
right.
you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk, and
thanks for coming in and
a little bit about
us.
It I'm excited about it.